I'd like to begin my talk this evening by reading a passage from the Shoshin Nembutsuge, Shinran's Gatha, expressing his true appreciation of the Buddha Dharma. Shoshinge no gomon o haidoku itakimashite kara goho wa hajimari tai to omoimasu. I invite you to join me in gassho. Gassho shimashou. Although I too am within Amida's grasp, passions obstruct my eyes and I cannot see the light. Nevertheless, great compassion is untiring and illumines me always.
私はまた阿弥陀仏の光明の中に収めとられているけれども、煩悩が私の眼を遮って、見て祀ることができない。しかしながら阿弥陀仏の大いなる慈悲の光明は、そのような私を見捨てることは常なく、
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
皆さん、こんばんは。I always say, ohayou gozaimasu, so I have to shift gears here. It's wonderful to see you all here this evening for our Joyae service. Joyae is the year-end service that we observe. まあ今日はJoyaeのおみそかのお参りのようこそのお参りでございます。 So in a few moments, following the service, we'll be ringing the temple bell here. It's for many of us our one opportunity of the year to ring the temple bell. This is the only time that Victor lets me ring the bell, actually. まあ年にあの一回のあの館長を入れることの機会の方もおられますけど、後ほど館長みんなであの入れることがあります。 So, does anyone know how many times we'll be ringing the bell this evening? 今夜は何回館長打つんですか? Do you know? 108? Okay, very good, very good. 108回館長入れるんですね。 So, you may be wondering, what is the significance of this number 108? It seems kind of random. Yes, do you have some? You think it's to drive evil spirits away? Okay, well, I have a slightly different understanding, and so I'll share that with you while we talk this evening. And my understanding comes from the teachings of an Indian Buddhist teacher by the name of Nagarjuna. まあ、よくその108回を館長とか盆書を入れるのは、そういう、悪魔を追い出せるとか、そういう考え方は多くあると思いますけど、私の味わいは、インドの仏教の、とても偉いお坊さんの、龍樹菩薩、ナガルジュナという方の、教えからいただきます。 So, do you know we have a picture of Nagarjuna here in our own Aijin? お内陣の中に龍樹菩薩の絵があるんですけど、 Does anyone know where Nagarjuna's picture is? 龍樹菩薩はどこにいますか? Yeah, he's all the way over on the very left. You can see there's a scroll there that has seven very, from where you're looking at probably just like seven little dots. But there are seven portraits of Buddhist teachers, and the one on the very upper right-hand corner is Nagarjuna.
で、この、
内陣の中に巻物が軸がいくつかあるんですけど、一番左側ののは、七つの、七人の立派な僧侶なんですけど、その一番右上の方が龍樹菩薩ということですね。 So Nagarjuna, he explained very clearly one way to understand this meaning of the number 108. 龍樹菩薩はこの108の数字の意味をよく表したと思います。 So he began with the number 6. まずは6という数字へ始まったんですけど。 What do you think this number 6 could be? 6, 6. 6. Any ideas? So in Buddhism, we're taught that there are 6 senses. People have 6 senses according to Buddhism. So it's a little bit different way of thinking here. In the Western world, we tend to think of 5 senses. But in Buddhism, we talk about 6 senses that people have. So can someone name one of those senses? Yeah, Mia?
The 6th one is thought.
The 6th one is thought? Okay, that's right. That's right. So thought is the 6th one. So that's Mia's gotten the hard part out of the way for us. So what are the other 5? So stetotsu wa shiki, kangaekata. So what are the other 5? So we've got thought. Anybody else? Yeah, can you name one?
Seeing,
okay. Thought, seeing. Smell, that's right. Thought, seeing, smell. You know another one? Do you know one? Yeah.
Touch,
okay. Okay, so you've got a couple more. Yeah.
Hearing,
okay, one more.
Taste,
okay, we're going to be tasting some delicious soba in a little bit here. Okay, so we have these 6 senses. Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and our thoughts, our ideas, are kind of like something that we sense or are one of our senses. そして物を見たり、聞こえたり、匂ったり、そして味わったり、触ったり、考えたりするという3つですね。 And so Nagarjuna says, so for each of these 6 senses, we can have one of 3 different kinds of feelings about the things we see, hear, touch, and so on. So one of those, can you think of one of those feelings? So there are 3. One, very simply, okay, something you like, something that makes you happy. Okay, so if one is something that you like, what do you think the other one is? So good things, yeah? Things you don't like, okay? So you've got things you like, things you don't like, and there's one more. Kind of like and kind of don't like, or you neither like nor dislike, right? You don't have any strong feeling one way or the other. So you have these 3 ways of we can see something. We can either like it, we can dislike it, or maybe we don't even notice it. And things we don't even notice, we would say we don't have a strong feeling one way or the other about. そして、この6つの感覚によって、好きなものと嫌いなものと、どうでもいいものという3つがあるんですね。 So we've got 6 times 3. What's 6 times 3? You know? 18. Very good. Very good. That's better math skills than I have, I have to say. So 6 times 3 is 18. Okay. And then we can also have, so Nagarjuna says we have these 3 things. Okay. These 3 different ways of feeling about things. But we can also, he says, there are 2 other ways we can have these things. They can either be what he calls pure or impure. そして、この清らかなものと汚れたものと言うんですけど。 And it doesn't mean clean or dirty for him. If it's something is pure in a Buddhist sense, it means it's free from foolishness. It's free from selfishness. そして、仏教の清らかなものは私のわがままとか愚かな考え方が入ってないんですね。 So you can also have something that is impure. That means it's influenced by your selfish thinking or your foolish thinking. Okay? So let's think for a moment about some examples. Okay? So he's saying that you can have a wise feeling of happiness. Can you name for me a wise feeling of happiness? Something that would be it's wise to feel happy about? Yeah?
Giving,
okay, that's right. So if you give someone a gift and they feel, you see that they're enjoying that, and that brings you joy, that's very wise. That's a wise feeling of happiness. How about a wise feeling of unhappiness? Can you think of a situation where it's wise to feel unhappy?
頭のいい、そういう、悲しいことでも、知恵のある悲しいことはあるんですね。
How about if you, do you know Amiya? Greed, okay. So if you feel greedy and you see that and that's you recognize that that's a sad thing, then you could feel unhappy. Another one would be if anybody here has lost a grandma or a grandpa or a parent or a friend in the past year, to feel sad about that, that's a wise feeling of unhappiness. And then there's also, you can have a wise feeling of not caring one way or the other. So for example, if someone calls you a name, of course you're not going to be happy about it, but you don't need to get mad about it either. And so that's a way in which you can have a neutral feeling that's also wise. そしてこの自分の心の中に正しい悲しさ、正しい嬉しさ、例えば人に物を不正をしたら、その人が喜んだら、それは正しい、正しく嬉しくなる。とた他の人に例えば身内の好きな人が亡くなったら、それは悲しくなったら、これは正しい悲しさですね。そして、誰かに嫌なことに言われたら、それは怒らないけど、好きでもないとか、そういうふうの捉え方ができたら、その正しい好きでも嫌いでもないような考え方ですね。And so you can also have a foolish feeling of happiness. A foolish feeling of happiness, okay? So say there's somebody that really bothers you, somebody who really gets on your nerves, and you see them trip and fall on their face, and you say, ooh, I'm so happy. You know, that's a foolish kind of happiness, isn't it? Because you shouldn't be happy if other people suffer, but sometimes maybe we have those feelings. But it's a foolish kind of happiness. And you can also have a foolish kind of unhappiness if you don't get what you want, right? You think, oh, I just have to get the latest iPad or I won't be happy. And you open up your Christmas present and it's last year's model. You know, and you feel so disappointed. Well, that's a kind of foolish kind of unhappiness. And you can also have a foolish feeling of neither happiness nor unhappiness if you ignore, for example, if you ignore someone else who's having a hard time. Then maybe you don't care one way or the other about something you really should be concerned about. そして、この同じように、例えば愚かな嬉しさとか、愚かな悲しさ。とか愚かな、どうでもいい気持ち、例えば嫌な人が転んで怪我したら、ああよかったと思ってしまったら、それは愚かな嬉しさですね。そして自分が欲しいプレゼントが手に入らないと、とっても悲しくなったら、ちょっと愚かな悲しさになるんですね。そして人の苦しみを無視したら、それは愚かな好きでもないな、でもないの。悲しさですね。So we have these, okay? So we have these 18 different kinds of feelings. So the things that we can see, hear, smell, touch, and so forth. And then they can either be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, okay? So you have that 6 times 3 is 18. Okay, and then you have these two other ways of thinking, either wise or foolish. Okay, so that's 18 times 2. And how many is that? What's 18 times 2? 36. Okay, 18 times 2 is 36. I heard a few people say it. Okay, and Nagarjuna says that you can have these 36 feelings in either the past, the present, or the future. Okay, so at this New Year's time, we think about the year that's past. We think about where we are right now in life. We think about the year that's coming. Okay, so that's why we have this 108. At this time, we can look back on the past year and we can see that maybe I was wise in this situation, maybe I was foolish in that situation, and maybe I can do better next year, or maybe I should try to keep going with what I was doing before. Okay, so we have the past, present, and future. These three times 36 is... 108, right? Right? Okay, so that's how we get up to 108. You know, there's a lot of different complex ideas in here, but the main idea is that as we ring that bell, we're thinking about this past year, thinking about, were we wise? Were we foolish? What can we do to be less foolish next year? What can we do to be a little more wise? I know for myself, when I think back, I can really only think of all the foolish things that I did. I can't come up with very many examples where I feel like I was really wise, but I have a lot of foolishness. And yet, the beautiful thing about this teaching of ours is that the Buddha teaches that it's okay, that we're only human beings. It's okay to be foolish, The important thing is to recognize our own foolishness, to recognize our own silly thinking. And that's why it's said in that passage that I read at the beginning of my message today that even though our foolish thinking clouds our eyes and we can't see what is true, that the light of the Buddha is always shining on us. Even if we don't recognize it, it's always shining on us, helping us to see what is wise and foolish. And so as we ring that bell in a few minutes, I hope you will, along with me, think about how you can open your eyes in the coming year to see that light of the Buddha shining in your life and to be a little more wise and a little bit less foolish, as I try to be a little more wise and a little less foolish myself, looking forward to the coming year, the year of the horse, 2014. そしてこの盆章または冠章入れるときは自分の1年間を考えるみて自分がどこが愚かった、どこが愚かだった、またどこがよくやったということをいろいろ気づきながら、じゃあこれから来年を向かって自分の改善できるところ、またはその調子で続けていきたいところを考えますと。まあ、というのはよく自分の間違った考え方が目の妨げになるんですけど、必ず仏様の光に照らされて正しい道を知らされることがありまして、この盆章を入れるときに、また冠章を入れるときに、じゃあこれから1年間どういうふうに仏様の光をもっとよく味わえるようにしようと考えることができます。So I hope to see you also in the coming year. For example, we'll be having a service tomorrow morning. I hope you'll join me for that service and any other time that you're free to come here and come with us together. Because I feel that as we come together, we really share in our difficulties, we share in our foolishness and our wisdom. And coming together in the Nembutsu, we're able to see more clearly our true path in life. そしてこれから1年間どうぞ一回でも多くここでお参りにしてご一緒に念仏を申して自分の正しい人生の道を見つけると思います。 This time I invite you to join me in 合掌。 合掌をしましょう。
南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。